Welcome, everybody. We are back, finally. I hope you didn't miss us too much, but we're coming in, and we're coming in strong, because we're talking about that new Halloween trailer, along with the Suspiria trailer, and we're going to have a very interesting discussion on Hereditary today. So, without further ado, it's horror movie news.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Oh, it's been too long.
Tell me, Timothy. I've missed your voice.
Movies make psychos more creative.
Yes. It's good to be back.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad I'm not epileptic.
Not yet, at least.
Let's see how many episodes until it finally happens. It just switches. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Horror Movie News. We're back. Yep. Everyone is here except for one person, but that's okay. We'll get to it very, very, very soon. We are on episode 31.
Whoa.
31.
That's crazy.
I know. Seems like just yesterday.
I didn't even think we were at 31.
I know.
That's amazing.
Let's get into introductions. My name is Anthony Becerra. And to my left, I have...
Hey, how's it going? Carrie Lane here. Sorry, I was just very excited about this table for a second. I'm like, our table this walls?
Light.
What?
This light.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
I like it.
Hey, guys, I'm Oliver Jenin.
All right. And that's... Oh, yeah, and Lucretia couldn't be here today, but she does wish she was here. But she's actually working E3 right now, which
nice.
I am super jelly about.
Lots of good horror video games coming out, too.
Oh, dude, I still have a back catalog that I want to, like, play through. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, it's fine. Let's start off with some crypt keeping. Look at that. Gotta dust off everything, really. Gotta clean myself, too. So,
right,
what if...
We're a little stiff. We're coming back from the dead.
Yeah, and a little stiff. I know, right? Yeah. I need some more blood to, like, loosen up, you know? Just rub it all over me. That's what I do. I rub blood all over me. Where to follow us? Subscribe at our YouTube channel, at the Popcorn Talk Network. And as well, we also have our own Twitter. So it's at Horror News PTN. You can follow us there. We're so close to 200 followers. Let's make it a goal to get it to 200 by the end of this month. That'd be amazing. I'm also stepping up my game on the Twitter. So I'm getting the hang of it, you know?
I've been seeing
right?
Those.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
There it is. Yeah. It's easier to think about it as like, it's just like mindless thoughts being screamed into like a bottomless chasm of just blech. That's how I think of Twitter.
It's the abyss.
Yes.
Yeah, it's literally the abyss.
But then you other
no,
people, it pings
side.
Back.
There's a business side
no, but
to
it pings
everything.
Back too, your yeah, opinion that... on it. And then someone's like, oh my gosh, me too.
And that's when the void looks back at you.
Yes.
Yeah. When you start. Yeah, anyways. But yeah. So yeah, follow us on Twitter. As well as, of course, the PopcornTalkNetwork.com itself. Awesome website that we got going on, and last but not least, on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. Just type in Horror Movie News and look for this little thumbnail that we have behind us, and don't be afraid to give us some 5-star ratings and your opinion on the show and what you like about it and all of that stuff. Yeah, we would greatly appreciate it.
So I was just thinking about it, and I don't have a abyss thing, but I just remembered a trailer that I was telling you about that I'm like, we don't need to watch the trailer, but you should look it up. Is The Little Stranger.
Oh, that actually dropped yesterday.
Yeah, it was on the Hereditary trailer before when I saw it. It's coming out August 31st. It kind of looks like a haunted house thing, and it's one of those. I'm like, oh, this has so much potential. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
so,
it reminded me
go
of
look it up.
Winchester.
And then also the trailer for Searching is out now, and that's the movie I saw at Sundance. That's like a thriller with John Cho.
Right.
And the trailer looks so exciting, though it gives you a lot of details that were fun to learn while you watch the movie.
Deborah
but
Messing,
that's okay.
Deborah Messing is in that film, too. I was like, that is Deborah Messing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She's an awesome... She plays a detective.
I just saw
She's
your
really good.
Vein just pop.
Me?
He's so excited.
When you said that, it was very frightening. I loved it.
I think it comes out very beginning of August. I highly recommend it. Good thriller.
Oh,
yeah, I saw it at Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival.
We have a very steady like pace of like movies coming out.
So we're
gonna get into it. So let's get into our first segment, The Abyss. So I like that you had some trailers for us. That's cool. So check them out. It's the Little Stranger as well as Searching, correct? Mm-hmm. Right on. I saw the Little Stranger trailer.
What do you think? Potential.
I like the style to it. I like the whole little gag that they did with the bells and everything. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very interesting. I loved, I believe, Domhnall Gleeson. I followed him since I saw Frank, and I loved him in also Ex Machina. Mm-hmm. Thought he was great. So anything that I almost saw Peter Rabbit because of him, I still have yet to see it, even though I lost that bet on a box office breakdown. But yeah, I'm a fan of his, and just add in that he's going to be in a horror film. I'm for it. I'm so for it.
He did a Black Mirror episode too.
Yeah, he was at girl's
early season.
He's girl's boyfriend dies and stuff. Yeah, and he's like a weird robot doll thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about a movie that we actually covered earlier in this year. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's funny to say. It's a Sequence Break. It was written and directed by Graham Skipper. It was only released, I believe, on Shudder. So it was a Shudder exclusive. Hashtag not sponsored by it, but I mean, maybe. I mean, it'd be nice. it stars Chase Williamson as a character of Oz, which I thought was an interesting name, like Oz. And I was like, okay. And Fabian Therese as Tess. And the synopsis is a surreal sci-fi romance wherein a beautiful young woman and strange metaphysical forces threaten the reality of a reclusive video arcade technician, which is Oz. And Tess is, like, the beautiful girl. Resulting in a bizarre biomechanical mutation and a shocking self-realization. So, that's the movie I saw. Overall, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to... This is also my... I'm doubling up. This is also my crypt. This is the one I want to recommend as well. So, without further ado, let's get into the crypt as well. So, the crypt is pretty much movies I want to share with people. And this is a movie I do want to share with you guys... among the audience as well. It's Sequence Break. And I even wrote down some pros and cons to it of what I thought. So pros were the actors were great. Everyone's great for acting for both leads. It was really well made. I really liked the look of the film. The lighting of it was very special. It was very harsh lighting, but it wasn't enough to like really bug me or anything. I like the reds, especially like the red lighting. It kind of gave me like hints of like Suspiria and whatnot. The special effects, like the practical effects in this movie, really make this movie like worth watching. And also shout out to Josh and Sierra Russell from Russell FX, mm-hmm. who actually did the special effects for this movie. And my God, they look fantastic. It's so Cronenbergian. Like it's being compared to Videodrome, but for like video games, for like arcade cabinets. And I'm a huge fan of David Cronenberg. It's not as... I'm going to get a little bit into the cons now. It's not as... The script isn't that great. For the most part, it's a pretty simple story, but then it gets a little weird towards the end. And so... The thing about the like movies that confuse me, I love when they confuse me. That's fine. But sometimes when I'm confused, it makes me want to go and research them. Like, what is this movie really about? But this movie didn't really make me like feel that way. It didn't make me want to go out and like look more into this movie. It's more like just like okay, and that happened. I was like,
almost say like confused versus intrigued? Like you don't know, but then you want to find out more.
Yeah, I wasn't intrigued to know like what was up with that. I mean, it was which is kind of a shame because like it was a very nice ending. To it.
You're like, and done.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I just washed my hands of it. And also the relationship between Tez and Oz and how, like, that comes about was very fast and very just like, oh, okay, this is not believable, but I'll buy it, you know? Like, that whole, like, being conscious of being able to suspend your whole disbelief when watching a movie. So I, you know, hit that trigger. I was like, all right, I'll buy it. And then, you know, it was okay. But, that relationship was like, whatever. It's kind of like a manic pixie dream girl that, like, just happens to... be amazing at everything that he knows as well, and I'm just like, yeah, right. Like
they do exist. Don't lose hope.
They do exist, sure, but like it was just too convenient how it went down. Overall, I recommend it if you like films such as Videodrome, Existence, or just like any David Cronenberg in general. I think you would. Yeah, I think you would enjoy this film. It's a nice little film that was really well made, and I believe it's worth watching. Yeah, so that's that. And that concludes the crypt for this week. And also, everyone watching on YouTube, if you are watching on YouTube, please comment down below and also give us those thumbs up, because we need those and we love those, and I love thumbs. I just love, I wish I had more of them. Like, if all my fingers were thumbs, it'd be amazing.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, but how great would I be at Thumb Wars? Pretty great. So give us those thumbs up. Also, comment down below anything you like about this podcast, or anything you want to talk about, or movies that you have seen. Like, go watch Sequence Break, tell me what you think, or go watch, or watch whatever, and tell me what you saw, and if you recommend it. And also, if you're on iTunes or wherever you're listening to podcasts, if you can access iTunes, please go and look us up on iTunes and give it those thumbs up, those 5-star ratings. It's very important for us, because it pretty much brings us up in the game. We're kind of at the bottom. We want to go on the top. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, start from the bottom. We're still kind of there. That's okay though. We'll get there. But yeah, give us those 5-star ratings. Comment what you like about the show, what you dislike. I love all feedback. It's all good. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I hate these people. No, it's fantastic. Everyone, I just want to share the love and passion that I feel for horror movies in specific with everyone that like watches this show. This is really mm-hmm. I literally made this show just so I can talk about movies. Yeah. Not gonna lie. Like, I'm glad they gave it to me. It's like, all right, mm-hmm. cool. But yeah, so that's that. Please support us any way you can. I would really appreciate it. And now, let's get into some news.
Yes!
All right, so I want to start it off. This made waves of chitter-chatter Absolutely. Everywhere on the internet and also in the studio. The Halloween trailer
mm-hmm.
was dropped. And it's funny because there was hype for the trailer. Like, they were tweeting about it like a week yep. in advance. Jason Blum, like, trailer dropping this Friday. And then everybody loses their freaking minds, you know? It's like, but understandably so. This is like a very well-established franchise in the horror genre, yes. and so it's pretty much classic. You mm-hmm. know, it goes it's up
What's
there
like
with
classic and current, because not they didn't just make one right. and like it stayed good. Then it's like there's so many.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And I mean, I am of the schooling that they should have stopped after a couple with a lot of these movies, such as Jason and Freddy, because then they just kind of like they just become jokes. Which you know,
then you get Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get that. Or Jason X. Yeah. And it's like, ugh. All right. But yeah, so let's watch this trailer. We do have to talk about it, talk over it, but that's okay. So we got some cool cameras cool. there.
It's from Porters. They ruin everything because you got to dig up all the info.
Got some Porters. Not going to lie, this is a weird comment, but I love the look of this guy. I don't know why.
1978. Yeah.
He has a cool look. Like, if he's our hero, or, like, I don't know if he's going to die right away, but like...
Well, just judging by the trailer, it seems like the reporters are like not going to last.
Yeah.
I don't yep. know. At least the female one. I mean,
Oh, dude, the female is gone scene. In the bathroom yeah. scene.
That
yeah.
is such a chill.
But we don't know when that bathroom scene happens.
So is that it might be the male reporter's like teeth that he drops.
Oh. It could have been.
Yeah.
I like even the dogs like, no. Yeah.
People are like, why are the dogs barking? And I'm just
because dogs know stuff.
They're yeah, smart. Say,
dogs They're are really smart. Like,
turns into a nutcase this time of year.
Yeah, I was about to say, dogs are...
There's my girl, Virginia Gardner.
I know.
We talked over it, but a big point right there that we talked about on Scare Guy is the point that... There. Not the brother. That's just what people think, so they changed that a little bit.
If you can lower that a little bit, Brie.
There she is.
I know.
Yes. Also, we talked about she has longer hair, which is more congruent to the original compared to having short hair later.
Right.
Because I know like the promo images of her with her like regular short hair. Yeah. Everyone thought that she was gonna have short hair.
And then she also has like that cut too that they showed, right?
Yeah, they have a scar image on this too.
That's cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of like.
You know
Easter
what?
Eggs
this
in
taps
here.
Into like a real fear of someone coming in the bathroom. There's been so many other movies of something like reaching under your stall or something.
Yeah, I heard that's like his thing though. That's like his trademark where he goes into. Well, like
we talked about on Scare Guy. Yeah, there's multiple scenes where
multiple
he does the bathroom.
Movies. No,
yeah.
there's multiple movies yeah. that have the same scene. Like the same setting in a scene. I'm just, in the movie, like, so I'm just like, what? But this is where it starts to get really pumped.
Yeah.
Once that score comes in, I'm like, all right.
Oh no, I'm excited. I'm not super well versed in the Halloween universe, but I'm like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I've just seen the first one. That's it.
I'm not on that.
She
hype.
Has good.
And then watch,
aim.
It's
know,
a mirror.
Right? I know.
Because it broke.
Yeah.
And it didn't go through. I didn't realize that the first time I saw it too. I'm just like, oh wait.
Yeah. And she's a sharpshooter, so like judging by that
smart,
shot, she's
yeah.
a sharpshooter. She's been I mean, it's been 40 years. Be. Yeah.
Oh my God, here it is. Here's the scene. The scene's
Bring back insane. The dead babysitters.
Shut it. Shut it, girl.
Closets are just dangerous, oh my guys.
Boogity boogity.
Ah! Oh my God. Virginia.
Wait, was that Virginia?
That was Virginia.
Oh!
She's. I knew she was.
Another
she's a
one bites
she's
the dust. And another
that
one
looks
gone.
So
and another
amazing.
One.
Amazing. So good.
Right on. Well, that's. Yeah, that's. It does that's look the good Halloween bad. Trailer for you. So, thoughts? I mean, I'm not about like jump on this hype train. It looks.
No,
it
just.
Looks decent.
We're going like, to see it probably opening weekend. That's our hype train.
Pretty
like,
much.
Yeah,
yeah
let's
like,
check it
I'll,
out.
I'll watch it. Do you feel different?
I feel like the trailer seemed a little bit too like my one I loved it but I think my one critique on it is that it seemed a little bit too over the top I guess I want it to be more realistic because we have Jamie Lee Curtis who's just like this boss she's a badass she has like super like she has like, amazing aim all of a sudden I mean it's been years it's been like
well they have the
decades.
Training sequence where she's like shooting
yeah
the
but it's like I don't know I want it to feel
a little
bit,
more grounded.
Yeah, I think so. At least with this, because sure. I feel like the Halloween. It's there's been so many of them, the franchise, and I just want it to be not as gritty as Rob Zombie's because I didn't really care for those at all.
I hate Rob Zombie.
But I'm super excited about it, regardless.
Well, something we were talking about it, unrelated to this, but I was like, it is connected. I like that it's a older woman as this kick-ass female lead, because, you know, she's not, like, the young 20-something or even 30-something. She's, right. like, 50-plus, and that's awesome, because there are not many movies that have an older female lead.
Yeah,
apart from not The Conjuring. Oh, my God, what am I?
Insidious?
The Last Key, Insidious. Insidious. Yeah,
but also, she's not, like, this, she looks like fighter and is going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Though Insidious, she's great, though, too.
But I think that's something that we're seeing a lot more in horror. Like,
it's great.
Older women taking that female lead role. Mm-hmm. Like the Babadook, we're seeing it in Hereditary. Mm-hmm. We saw it in the Last Key with...
Insidious.
Yeah,
Insidious,
absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's something that's really cool.
That's true. This is probably a trend that's starting to pick up, which is, I don't mind. Because
there's
cool.
been lead older dudes movies for a long time. Come on. Yeah. There's been a lot of those. Like this, the Salt and Pepper older guy. But it's nice to have like, no, women aren't just like discarded after that point. They still are useful. So I think Jamie Lee Curtis looks awesome and I'm excited to see her fight back.
Definitely. Yeah, women are here. They have
I just
made
wonder
their print
if,
and it's finally being recognized.
I wonder if Lori is going to make it to the end. And we also have her, we have her daughter and we have her granddaughter too. Yeah. So how are they all going to play into the film? Like who's going to survive?
Yeah, here's the thing. Because like I know Gordon Green and also Danny McBride hope to make another sequel.
Mm.
So like they and that's been released. That's like they want to make another sequel. So I'm like, okay, so you left this book open then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, so they're already kind of giving away that like if they want to make a sequel, that means they left the potential to make a sequel at the end of this film. Like that's what I'm getting
it's
from.
It's not
going to
be all
you know?
Wrapped up in a bow.
No. Yeah.
But see, that's some good horror movies, though, where you're like,
no,
just
not,
kidding.
No, it's not, because then, you're going to want to try, 20 more Halloween movies? Get
where,
out, get
where
the
you,
fuck out of here
where you
with that.
Wrap it up enough, but there's like, oh,
there's
is
potential.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
That's a very common trope in horror movies.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wait, is it over?
You can't have like a perfect ending, I think. I think that kind
of... Yeah, but that would make it unreal, too.
That would, absolutely. Yeah.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, man. Either way, I guess I'll watch the next one. I mean,
totally.
Dang it. All right, can we get
marathon,
a marathon?
Let's watch all the old Halloween.
Oh, my God.
You're like, no.
Let's try. I mean, no, I'm
well,
down.
We talked
I'm going to try.
On Scare Guy, we talked about how there's, like, Easter eggs from the other one. So I am curious to see them just as context.
Yeah. We got to move on. Yes. So next trailer, Suspiria trailer. Let's roll that clip.
You're so excited.
So
for
I am,
this.
Dude, I got my shirt on and everything. I'm so pumped for this one. And it's by the director of Call Me By Your Name, which is completely drastic from like
that is.
Like from what that film is to compared to this one. But it's still, to me, it still holds the same. I haven't seen Call Me By Your Name, but what I've seen from it, there's such a deep intimacy in it. And especially between the characters.
No, absolutely.
And I think Suspiria is a perfect film to really like flex his muscles when it comes to the intimacy between the characters. But like... It's not. It's a different type of intimacy. It's like a really sinister, like very like grimy. I can't explain it. It's very. It's great. It's great. Just look at this trailer.
Now,
like.
I would like to hear your thoughts, which maybe touch upon after is compared to the old one, the original, because I haven't seen it. with the shot of the it's Tilda Swinton, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With her and then the younger girl, is she supposed to be her at a different point in time?
No.
Okay. No. That was cool editing, because then I'm like, oh, is she supposed to be? But
no, it's about it's
a family.
Dakota Johnson, who's a new dancer who goes to, well, in the original film, it's a dance school, like a ballet school in Italy. So she's one of the few Americans that is at this like prestige school. And it should follow Dakota Johnson's character, and then also like the characters around her. Like there's other in a sense classmates or dancers that are with her, and she forms a bond. And there's also like the headmistresses and everything. So there's like older ladies that are present. And if you see that shot of like just like the shot where it's just like it's a static shot, and it's just like a bunch of older ladies just standing around and just smoking in the frame. Mm-hmm. That's so good. I love that shot. That's like where, let's just say it's trouble. that's where the trouble stems from. I really enjoyed this film. I really enjoyed this trailer. I'm really looking forward to this. Like, really looking forward to this.
This one more than Halloween?
Oh, for sure, dude. Not gonna lie.
You got a shirt for this one.
I can't hide it.
Like, well, I'm in the same boat as Carrie, because I've never seen the original Suspiria.
I'm curious. So someone who's seen the other one, how similar does this seem?
They look, I won't say absolutely, well, like, stylistically, they look different.
Okay.
The original has so much more colors to it, and this one is a bit more, it has that like wet cementy looking. But the tone of this one it does feel slightly different than the tone in Suspiria as well. But I gotta say, I would not want to compare these two, even though they are the same film. I'd want to really just like, no, this is another thing.
Well, although different enough.
Yeah, although it is the same, possibly the same plot and everything, it's gonna be different.
And we're already hearing that it's like insane, like people have been fainting through like some of the things that they've shown about like getting ripped in half, right?
Yeah. Right, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it.
So that's like, I'm already like, oh my gosh, the trailer didn't show any of that.
Exactly, clearly. I know, which was great.
And I'm not too familiar with Dakota Johnson personally, so
I've seen her in some stuff, and she's really good. Sorry, quick pause. We do have a live chat. Sorry that we didn't chime in yet. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah, we have. Adam, Zeisbelu, Darkside Saint,
Darkside Saint, that's a new one.
Derek, and so thank you so much for watching this live. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. Mm-hmm. Zeisbelu, back to Halloween, did agree they want it to be more grounded, but then Darkside Saint said, how is it not grounded? I don't know, Halloween's a bit like, it is on the extreme side, so I'd be curious to see.
The man's indestructible.
How yeah, like that's where it's grounded? Not grounded. Like, that's where it's like, phew.
Come on now.
Yeah.
He just doesn't die.
And welcome to the show. Adam says, I don't understand why there aren't more horror fans who are willing to try horror podcasts. The Lost of Colander, Nightmares, Created a Void. Collider, sorry. Hope you guys can feel it. Good luck. I'll be watching. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you
and
everyone.
Listening.
Welcome.
Yes.
I'm giving you a virtual hug, man. Thank you for saying all those nice things. Wow. Real quick. Okay, so we do have two stories, but I really want to get to start talking about Hereditary. So I'm just going to like
breeze
through these. So Arachnophobia remake by being produced by James Wan and Amblin, and James Wan's Atomic Monster. The original was released in the 1990s. It did star Jeff Daniels and John Goodman, produced by Steven Spielberg, and directed by Frank Marshall. The original is a classic horror comedy film about a species of South African killer spiders that take over a small town in California. Have you seen this film at all?
Which one?
Arachnophobia.
Oh, the original, yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. Have you
seen
it?
It was good.
No. It's really good.
It's kind of cheesy, but it's good.
But it's great,
in a good way.
Yeah, in a great way.
It's very fun.
I agree.
Fun, and that has some scary bits.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, we all
can relate to like a spider.
Made me scared of spiders, and also James Wan tweeted out, I quote, John Goodman is available, right?
How is he not available?
He was in the original.
He's in everything, though. That would be amazing if he were to be in that.
Tell you what he's not on. Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So who's here for it? I'm here for it. I don't care. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
When's the last time we got a solid spider, like horror spider flick besides Eight-Legged Freaks, which I love that movie because I just think it's funny and it's great. Whatever. It's down. It might be pointless. What do you think? Do you think it's a pointless remake? Leave your comments.
They're remaking everything.
By this point, really.
Yeah, live chat, let us know what are some of
But it's been like 30 years since Arachnophobia.
One, big gap of time's good, and then if you change it up, especially if the movie's kind of dated, either the effects or the subject matter, because it was a different time when it was made, I'm kind of on board with that. Be like, okay, cool, change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe you take it in a different direction. Like, the director goes, well, maybe I had this other idea, and then they go that way. That'd be kind of cool. Mm,
yeah, I agree.
I'm still waiting for my Creature of the Black Lagoon remake, personally, but...
Do already yeah. happen. It's called The Shape of Water. Next song.
Hey!
Next order of business. This one's huge for me. Sam Raimi is directing another movie, and I'm just like, yes. So it's based off of the Bermuda Triangle, and it's going to be starring Ryan Reynolds, and we actually have a synopsis for it. I'll just go through it real quick. So it's when a massive submarine carrying nuclear weapons. Oh wait, I have to preface this with what the Bermuda Triangle is. So it's this.
Who doesn't know what the Bermuda Triangle is?
Our viewers might not know.
Okay, please.
So the Bermuda Triangle is also known as the Devil's Triangle. Is the area that stretches between the Florida Straits, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. Over the years, like, I'm talking like 60, 50 years, like, since... Over the years, several ships and planes have disappeared while in the area under mysterious circumstances. Theories centered on paranormal or extraterrestrial causes have long swirled around these strange disappearances. Now the synopsis will make more sense. When a massive submarine carrying nuclear weapons goes missing in the Bermuda Triangle, Commander Vogel enlists the help of Dr. Fisk. And I'm guessing that's Ryan Reynolds.
Cool.
A theoretical physicist. While using his grandfather's research, Fisk opens a wormhole to reveal a mysterious island that is inhabited by anything lost in the triangle, including sharks, Vikings, and Nazis, in the hopes of finding the nuclear weapons. I love this idea.
I'm on board. It's we'll so check, original. Check, sure.
I have yet to see a Bermuda Triangle movie.
Wow.
There was Triangle, which I'm not sure if it was, you know,
yeah.
right?
Okay. I saw that one. It was okay.
Also, Sam amazing, Raimi's but... like directing is so kooky, but can be very terrifying.
But I think drag it'd be perfect for like we're gonna have all these weird things on this island.
This
I'm
could
like,
be like
sure.
Quick
in the cabin in the woods. That's what it's kind
yeah.
of
yeah. yeah.
Like
okay.
it's that same. He's got like that same yeah. style, that same vein, you know. And I'm down for it. I love
Sweet.
That it's got sharks, Nazis, and Vikings. I'm like, yeah, why not? So yeah, we'll try to stay on top of that one. And now, finally, with our last 12 minutes remaining,
the thing you've been waiting for,
Hereditary. Oh, ring that boxing bell. It's going down. No, I'm kidding.
Ding, ding.
This is not a fight.
No.
This is a
we'll do the preface too. It's a movie, and you can like it and dislike it. And all opinions are valid.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's wrong if they like it or dislike it.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's do just a quick overview. So it's gonna be. It was directed and written by Ari Aster, and this is a directorial debut for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree, because he's done nothing but like short films in the past, and this is like more like boom, there it is. And A24. My God, thank you so much for him and what you did for this movie. Stars: Toni Collette as Annie. We have Millie Shapiro as Charlie. We have Alex Wolff as Peter, Gabriel Byron, as Steve, and Anne Dowd as Joan. And I just, yeah, okay.
And how specific are we getting on all our thoughts?
Revealing
everything?
There is a point where we do a spoiler alert. So this is so far just overall.
Yeah.
It grossed $13 million in opening weekend, and this is considered a success for A24. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing
a first-time director, yeah.
I'm guessing the budget was around $3 to $5 million. Because there wasn't too much going on,
no.
right? So that's what I'm guessing is what went down. And so let's get into overall thoughts. So overall thoughts, let's do this. Carrie, overall thoughts.
So our thoughts. I guess I'm going to go first because I personally did not like Hereditary. I applaud that it's a first-time director. Now let me say the things I do like. First-time director, awesome. I'm so glad they made something as a film. It's good. The law of cinematography is gorgeous, how they do a lot of the shots, and it's very creepy and unsettling, like they first come in their house, it's really good. There's a shot where the mom is leaning over her son in bed and the camera tilts.
Oh, man.
That was so good. I was like, okay, that was a really good shot. And then there are some really great and wonderfully disturbing images of how they're just gross and bizarre, but that was cool. I was like, oh, that's kind of like unsettling because of how they did it. Now, I did not care that much about the family and what happens to them. It's a super slow burn, So if you are interested in seeing that, just know that ahead of time. And there's nothing wrong with slow burns, though I think most people should know that. And I think you could kind of tell that from the trailer that it's a slow burn. But you're just sitting there like, oh, it's just really slow. It is more about the family and their grief and how they deal with it and their issues of family and words. Communication. It's a good thing. Never happens with this family much, except for the dinner scene where they're like, fine, just say it.
You're always looking at me with that face on your face.
I don't have to smirk. My yeah. God. Toni Collette's amazing. Like, her energy level is 120% mm-hmm. the entire time. And as a human being, I just feel bad for her. I'm like, oh, you must have been exhausted. Like, just having your for emotions as an actress. Actor. Yeah. I'm like, she would have been so tired of just having to be that.
Okay.
But otherwise, I didn't do it for me. I think it just got weird to be weird at the end, and it's not very scary.
Okay.
We do agree that marketing was bad, toting it being super scary. They should not have done that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. I'll touch on that later. All right, Ollie?
I think as a horror fan, I'm not really, like, freaked out or, like...
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between being scared and, like, creeped out.
Yeah.
But I think with this film... I was creeped out, and I was definitely spooked by it. I kind of agree with you being it a slow burn, but it being a slow burn, I think there were so many, like, creepy, like, things throughout the film that really, like, teased you to that slow burn.
Breadcrumbs,
so yeah. I didn't really mind that. Speaking of breadcrumbs, like, this film has so much foreshadowing and so much red herrings to it.
Oh my
looking
God.
Back at it and really... I'm still processing this film. And
it's
like
so smart.
Like, I... Oh my God, like really, like I think Toni is mm-hmm. definitely going to be a freaking Oscar nominated next year.
I hope so.
Yeah, her performance is great.
Yeah, like what I loved also is that she was like not a doll maker, but she...
Oh, I love the miniatures.
Figurines,
she made the, like,
I wish we had more with
all
that.
All these dioramas, these dollhouses really mm-hmm. represented what was going on in the film.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
There was like these outside forces that were like, messing with this family, and this mm-hmm. family couldn't escape their fate. It was almost as if this whole...
They were doomed from the start.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you kind of wanted to root for Toni because you felt so bad for her. She was like this crazy mom that was dealing with grief, and like...
Mm-hmm. You just wanted her family to believe her.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
I just think there was also just this horror, the horrific thing that happens in the mm-hmm. film, and we'll touch upon it.
Right.
That was like scary to me, and I was very stressed watching the film like from start to finish.
Yeah,
they handled it so well though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I personally loved this film so much. It's become the one of my favorite things I've ever seen in life. It's become one of my favorite things I've seen this year.
Okay.
And it's definitely it's up there in like my holy trinity of like the thing for like my favorite horror movie, and then Pan's Labyrinth for just like my favorite movie in general, and then Hereditary, like that's it, that's mm-hmm. the top three.
Wow.
And then there's others like 2001 Space Odyssey, but yeah, that's yeah. But this is such a remarkable film for me personally. I had a wild experience in theater. I went on a Thursday night after working here all day, and I went with Steven, and we saw this film. And I didn't know it was going to affect me as hard as it did. Okay, so let me try. So I hated the hype. I knew I was not going to buy into the hype because that's just... It's marketing to the masses. It's people...
Yeah.
They're trying to get not only just like me personally, like which I was already hooked on it, but it was just people who don't even do horror. Like people who don't do horror want to go in for a thrill. And that's why the scariest movie, you know, that they bite into that, which is cool. But I mean, take it with a grain of salt. I always take it with a grain of salt. And I think everybody should.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a feeling about this movie. And I had a feeling that was going to be good. I had a feeling it wasn't going to let me down. I love what's come out of A24. I mean, we have The Green Room, It Comes at Night, all these fantastic films that they've been producing, and that they're anti-Hollywood. These are films that would never be shown in Hollywood, and they're getting it done, and I appreciate them for that. Yeah, where was I? I really love the film.
Emotional reaction.
Right, sorry, thank you. So, when I heard the screams... mm-hmm. of Toni Collette.
Yeah.
I wept in the theater. Like, not loud, because that would be like an asshole thing to do. But like, I cried. Like, it was so powerful for mm-hmm. me. It hit me on such an emotional level, because I think it was because I gave myself all to this film, and I was just like, do with me what you want. And I think that's the best way to watch a film personally. Mm-hmm. Remove yourself from whoever the hell you are. And just be a being watching this piece of art form on this screen. And I think that's the best way to watch a film. And I did. I was able to achieve that level of just, like, I suspended my disbelief, you know. I was able to, like, just bring out just, all right, emotion, go. And when that scene hits, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, mm-hmm. Toni Collette is the essence of this film, along with Alex Wolff.
And even Millie Shapiro
was spent. Yeah,
she was like present.
Which one was she?
She was the Charlie. Daughter. She was
Charlie. Oh yeah, yeah.
Her presence was just there throughout the entire film. Yeah. You could feel her still.
Yeah.
You know? There was a quote from the director. I heard an NPR story, and your reaction. I was like, you probably agree. They were saying that when that turning point happens to the family, it's like a parachute opens up underneath the audience and drags them into hell.
That's the point in the film. Like, film does this, some horror films do this, where like they give you something really hard in the beginning, but then they give you time to breathe afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this film does not let you breathe at all. Once mm-hmm. that happens, you're just like Charlie in the back seat suffocating.
And that happens early in the film, like super early,
in like the first in third.
The trailer, like, completely...
they did a good job.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Not letting you know.
It was unexpected.
Yeah. So, this was... I gotta say, this is a fantastic movie. I cannot recommend this enough. Mm-hmm. I hate that the cinema score on this was a D, because that's, like, that's people who are early viewers and that are recently just coming out of the film. You cannot have an opinion on this film right after you watch this, to be honest with you. You have to let it sink in. You mm-hmm. have to let it... You have to revel in your feelings. Mm-hmm. You have to realize, why is this film making you feel this way? Why mm-hmm. is it making me feel this way? Why? And then a lot of... What I heard is that a lot of people didn't like the way it made them feel. And mm-hmm. I question, why? Why don't you like the way it made you? Why don't you like that a film was able to make you feel so uncomfortable in the real world, even though you're watching something so fake?
To me, that I think that's really powerful to have that exactly. crazy reaction that I had. I was stressed throughout that film, that sequence of, you know...
Yeah, the end. The
end, and even, the, like...
It
the,
ramps,
the
yeah.
inciting mm-hmm. incident.
All right, mm-hmm. we have 2 minutes left. There's no way we're going to get into spoiler. We're going to have to talk about this next week again.
Yeah,
because I love this film too much to... This doesn't give it justice, pretty much.
We didn't spoil anything.
No.
Yeah,
I was exactly. saying, playing devil's advocate, though... I agree, though. I 100% agree. It's great when a movie makes you feel something, regardless if that's a good feeling or a bad thing. It affected you. That means, like, that art did something, because that's what art is. It's supposed to make you feel something. If you feel nothing, that's worse. With it, though, for me, I didn't feel tension. I love that you did. But there's been other recent horror movies where I did feel the tension and, like your body just tenses up because you're uncomfortable or you're worried about them. And I just didn't really feel that at all. The part when the kind of turning point for the family happens and her screaming, that was like waiting for that was a good moment.
I was
of like
gonna say, there's a tension
that yeah. right there. But normally I've had it for other movies where I'm like tense for a lot longer and mm-hmm. really concerned about it, but that one I'm like, oh, that's a good build up, because you're just waiting, you're like, oh, it's gonna happen soon. And like the moment where the son goes up to the attic, like that moment with his mom, that was like a good tension, because the visual was so like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know, and so there are those moments, but you know, balancing out the opinions of the panel, I think there's that, and then there's this side too. That's all. It's worthy. Yes, it's great that people have it, and then if you don't feel it, that's okay too.
Yeah. I mean, and just because we didn't like it or we loved it does not mean it's a bad film at all.
No, that doesn't affect the film, no.
I think this is a masterpiece in the horror genre. I think this has elevated, like, the horror genre in a way that no one saw coming, in my opinion. And you can disagree. Go right ahead. I'm going to stand by what I say. And, I like, come at me, like, 10 years down the line.
Could you be specific on what you think it did that added to the horror genre? Just honestly curious.
Okay, so this was not a blockbuster horror film.
No.
This was a very small film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it came from A24. So, it's able to Dude, it's just, it's a nightmare. Okay. It's able just to drag you down.
Okay.
And it, I don't know. It's
just, no, that's a good answer. It's just like, you know.
In a sentence, I would say, to help you out, I would say it blended real life horror with like the paranormal kind of.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good way to say
and
it too.
And I think that is terrifying.
Sure.
In itself.
And in the and it's all just like a metaphor for like the destruction of a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even, and like, at, like how does a family deal with a tragedy? And like, are they able to recuperate? Because sometimes they can't, they are, but this is a study of like, this is what happens when a family is destroyed by a tragedy. Mm-hmm. That's the core of the film. On top of that, it's sprinkled beautifully with like really visceral imagery and very disturbing imagery and very disturbing sequences. And it's just so unnerving and so uncomfortable and so upsetting. And I love it for that. I love that it's able to make me feel all these things. And I love that it's not only a family drama. There's, like, some sort of occult things going on. And, like, it's...
Yeah.
I can't.
Definitely.
No, that's a good answer. That's a great answer. And just, I liked your chime in as well. Leave your comments down below. What did you think of the film?
Let's
good
go.
Or bad?
I want a discussion
on every this. Answer is
yes.
good.
Give yeah, every answer.
Comment down below.
Give I'm going to come at you, though.
No.
No, I mean, we're going to discuss
but
it.
But no, yeah. If you did like it, please let us know why. And if you didn't, and be specific, because that always helps the discussion. Because nothing worse than I didn't like it. Well, why? Because it's bad.
Yeah.
Why? Give specifics.
Yeah, so I know you guys are in the live chat right now, but like I usually like to see the comments after the live chat, unfortunately. Yeah. So comment once the live chat
comment
is
down
up
below.
And like comment like where you usually comment. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about it again next week because this is too big of a film. And also I would love to get quotes from you in the comment section and
please.
Bring up to in a sense like see what people
further
didn't like.
Further the discussion.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because this is a polarizing film, and it's like, dang, I'm really upset about it because I just think it's such a great film that people should go and watch it and not listen to. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. Like, make your own damn mind up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I usually like to do it.
Don't let any opinion sway if you're gonna go or not.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said, I'm still processing it, and I give everyone, the listeners, the viewers, a week to see it so they can join us in our discussion next
week. Then we'll do spoilers next week.
Because
we're letting it marinate right now. Our thoughts.
Yeah, and I need another slice of that meat because. I need to go watch it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pretty much. All right, and with that, last thing, just a really quick fan shout out on Twitter, Mr. J Silver. He's at Shadows1192. Thank you so much for commenting. He hit us up on Twitter once I revealed, like, oh yeah, we're back. He's like, oh my god, I'm so happy. I was afraid we weren't gonna hear your thoughts on Hereditary. And I was just like, thank you. I jokingly replied, we have fans. I was like, but yeah, that was great. So thank you, Mr. Jay Silver, for being a fan. And I hope you enjoyed this first part of Hereditary, but we're going to have a second part because it's just too damn great. And I want to keep talking about it. And yeah, so comment down below, do all the good stuff. And that wraps us up. So yeah, Ollie.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jenner, and follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Check me out on Thursdays for the Cloak and Dagger After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and also check me out on the RuPaul's Drag Race After Show on AfterBuzz TV on Sundays.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online, Twitter, Instagram at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLNE. Thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. If you watch it later, no worries, comment down below.
And also, I would like to say follow Lucretia Lyon as well, at Lucretia Lyon. Hopefully, she'll be back next week.
Because there's only one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
That's right. Hopefully, she'll be back next week, and that way we can get a full spoiler review of Hereditary. That'd be awesome. I just thought of that, and that works perfectly. Why not?
Boom.
And you can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. I'm thinking about changing my name again, but we'll see. For now, it's TonyBTony_. Thank you all so much, and I'm glad to see that we have fans. I'm so happy about it.
Yay.
Go watch Hereditary. Go watch all these movies, and we'll talk about it. See you next week.
See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.